Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Let's check the weekends out here. Andre, how was your weekend?
Weekend was great. Worked a little bit. Had a little Father's Day barbecue at my cousin's house yesterday, and it was a great time.
Andy Manager?
Pretty much the same. A little work and a little time with Dad yesterday, and ate some pizza. Traditional Father's Day thing in our house, apparently.
Kind of cool.
Which
you,
just started
you've
this year.
Not had pizza in a while? You seem like it's a new discovery.
Usually it's barbecue, but this time we went out for pizza.
Nice. Barbecued pizza is tasty.
That's good, too.
Yes. Mary Vandeveld, what did you do for Steve, your husband, Steve?
He was out of town. He was with his mother. That he had to drive his mother to a baptism. So, no.
Wow, good kid on Father's Day.
I had Mother's Day on Father's Day.
Seemed like a win-win.
Yeah.
And none of you guys asked because you never asked, but Ross and I played golf
on Saturday.
Oh, Steve,
how was your Father's Day weekend?
Well,
It
was a two Father's Day situation. We had Ross on Saturday and then regular Father's Day on Sunday.
That was good.
And what kind of present? What kind of present did you get?
What present did I get?
Yeah, because remember you were talking about what you wanted?
Yeah, time.
Time.
Actually, Amy is going to put together a family dinner.
Which
saves me time, and I spend time with my family.
Oh, that's fun.
So how does this work? Do you actually share dad stories now? Is that the way, or is it still dad-son stories?
Well, it's 31-2, so I feel like Ross has some more time before he'll have a lot of those.
Okay.
Mostly we were just all amazed and laughing at Abigail Grace, who's a year and a half old now and better than the other grandchildren, who would throw her arms behind her, bend over, look at a reflective surface, and yell at the surface and yell at the top of her lungs, "Ha! Baby!" Over and over and over again.
Very advanced.
I mean, that's endlessly entertaining.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've all done that once.
And we all did it. We all threw our arms behind ourselves, bent over, and yelled, "Hi, baby."
We still do that on occasion here.
Steve, how was your Father's Day?
Had a good weekend. Very, very relaxing. Got a lot of lots done, yeah.
Did Murrow get you anything?
He did not, no.
Murrow would be the dog.
Bad dog.
The dog.
And, Samber, you were on the road?
I was on the road. We went to Michigan to see Pat's brothers and their wives and their kids.
Like a big old Father's Day situation?
Yes. And so it was fun. We left on Friday, came home on Sunday. And
it's fun.
5.5 hours there, 5.5 hours back.
Yeah, the road, good times.
Oh, yeah.
And did you meet anybody fun?
We did meet some fun. So there's, I found out a couple weeks ago, Pat's brother lives, they live in Beverly Hills, Michigan, which is outside of Detroit. And John and Angie are their names. They have neighbors that are Matt and Jen, and their kids play on softball team together. And Matt and Jen's parents, I guess that would be weird if it was Matt and Jen's parents.
Uh-huh.
Jen's parents are Rita and Mike, and they live in Deerfield. And they were at a softball game in Michigan, and they got to talking, and they're like, "Boyle, oh, Boyle, is that the same Boyle? They're
from
in Chicago." Right. Mary Sandberg Boyle, Pat Boyle, you know. So we found out they are the same people. So this Rita and Mike listen to WGN all the time.
Hey, Rita and Mike, how you doing?
And so, and they're in Deerfield. Now, the bigger, better part of that story is I was talking to Jen and Matt about Rita and Mike listening and all these things and how WGN is so cool and the listeners are the best and whatever.
Yeah.
And their son comes over, Nick, who I thought was like 17 the way he carried himself, but he's 13. And the mom said, "Oh, Nick, this is, you know, they don't call him grandma and grandpa. They call him pop and something else. You know, this is Mary works at that station, you know, where, you know, pop and whoever listen." And he's sitting there and he was just here a couple weeks ago. He goes, "I think I've heard that station." And I'm like, what is this kid? He doesn't know that he heard. He goes, "Yeah. Did you just have John F. Kennedy Jr.'s nephew on because he's running for governor?"
Wow.
Oh, my God.
A 13-year-old kid. I'm like, we did have him on. And as the person who books it, I was, like, so impressed that this kid, like.
Wow.
Like,
and he knew the connection, Chris Kennedy.
He heard WJ, and he's like, "Oh, yeah, I heard JFK.
How old is this kid, 13?
13. And I thought he was, like, a high schooler. Cause
wow, that's impressive.
To retain it. I mean, who goes and visits your grandparents? No, remembers they listened to a radio station and. That they heard.
Well, I mean,
Kennedy.
This is the number one talk show, but 13-year-olds generally aren't listening much.
And they're talking about it. I was like, look at this. They're talking about the
Smart
Steve
Cochran
show, this kid. I know. He was instantly my favorite on the block. So.
If Pat Brady gets sick, he could come in and, you know, do a little
politics
talk.
We'll get
talk.
Nick from Beverly Hills, Michigan.
No kidding.
It was pretty, I was impressed with the kid, you know, like, so.
Is there a chance that we could get your husband, Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet? On today to talk a little hockey, since the Blackhawks and all the National Hockey League, their protected and unprotected list is out now in regards to who Las Vegas will be able to steal to start their stupid team.
Yes, I have a request into him. He has not answered yet, but...
Where would your husband be at this hour?
In bed.
Well, can't you just keep calling him until he wakes up?
No, I wouldn't.
He wakes you up all the time.
I know, but we won't need him until 8:45 anyway. So, but the kids are there.
Educate me, world famous Pat. Well, what time then do you? Because you know your husband. Mm-hmm. At what point do you call him? Do you call him like 8:15?
Yeah, I would say because Will Patrick has to be at camp by 8:50, so I know that they'll be up about 8:15. Okay. He's a go to bed late. I mean. He's probably awake. He probably just hasn't looked at his phone yet because, you know,
that. Listen, you enable this behavior.
I know.
You know what I love? What you just kind of glossed over. I love guys. You have to be up at 8:15 to be somewhere at 8:50.
Yeah.
We'd
right.
be up at, what, 6?
Oh, I know.
To be somewhere by 8:50.
No, I know. It's
well,
not,
if you got a phone call to make it 8:20, why do you need to be up before 8:15?
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. So we'll have Pat on to discuss this. But, Andy, you and I will kick around some early news on this because there may be a Marcus Gruger trade.
Yeah, it could be. It's apparently it's already been agreed to.
Okay.
No. Yeah. I don't want to trade him.
Kruger be gone. We'll tell you details on that shortly, yeah. along with catching up on some other things.
And
what
else
did I miss from the weekend?
I need to give an update. Last year, for anyone who remembers,
literally. Wait. Let me set this story up.
Okay.
So she has a white couch in the house.
Oh,
and
yes.
Look, we all know Sandberg's nuts, right? We've established that
She's
premise
not
on
nice.
The show.
She's a nice person. You're
Well, you can be nuts and be a nice person. And you had a nephew and a niece over?
Nephew and a niece and their parents.
All right. And the nephew and the niece were a little crazy. They're
and an hour in, it was an exhausting visit.
Yeah, they're just being kids, but they're running around. They're loopy.
Yes. And Catherine and her mother, this child was three. Catherine, my stepdaughter, and her mother were in the room on the other couch on their phones.
So the new white couch, the three-year-old drew on it.
With a blue ink.
Right. Blue ink.
Oh, yes. And you had to pay a lot of money to get it cleaned.
We did.
We talked about this on the air, yes. and I remember we
awful.
Had
I remember this
we had scientists
A listener
fly
gave
in.
Me a tip, and it was whatever, gorilla something or other, that helped get it out, and then Stanley Seamer came and did it.
Yeah, go to Lincoln Park Zoo, get a gorilla. and we also had scientists fly in to assess the damage. Yeah. We actually put police
I was very
tape
upset around. That the child wasn't spanked. I mean, I had no interest in that child going forward. She was already a little bit high maintenance, and I was like, I'm done with this one.
You saw that child this weekend.
I did. And she's four now.
Yeah. So is it still a frozen relationship?
I brought her her birthday gift. And her birthday
gift. What was your birthday gift? A picture of the couch you just read?
No, I got her a disco ball that you can mount, that you plug in, and it does different kind of lights. And you can put a flash drive in with some music.
That'd be cool. I would have liked
That's
that.
Cool, yeah.
But she didn't even. She opened this child opens the box. And she doesn't know she's even getting a gift from me because it's not like her party or anything.
Right. And she knows
it's just a brown box.
She knows that you're mad at her.
It's a brown box, and she said, ooh, a box. And I'm like, And then she opened it and took it out, and it's when it's not plugged in, it just looks like a clear golf ball. I mean, it's nothing.
Right.
And she opens it up, and she said, I love this. And she doesn't even know what it is. I love this. So then I plugged it in, and she saw the lights, and she pressed her head against this light, disco ball.
Mesmerized.
And then she thanked us and gave us a hug, and then the next day she came up to me at the Black Party, and she said, Aunt Mary, remember when you gave me that light? I love my light so much.
Oh.
And I'm like, she's gone to the right to the head of the pack of favorite cousin.
Right, because she's a little suck up.
She loved, and then her dad said, I didn't tell her to say that, and I didn't think he did because you wouldn't. But he said she never has slept with the door open ever, or the door closed. And so that night she was like, close the door because she slept with the disco ball light on.
Right, yeah.
So
meanwhile, she's in the room dancing like it's Studio 54.
And I would suggest, because all the other kids were very jealous of this light, $25 on Amazon. Because it has a remote control. And I think because it has a remote control, that made it seem like this was like a really high-tech something going on. So
that might be fun for, goofing with your kids, right?
Oh, my God.
You keep the remote control. The kids don't know there is a remote control. You pretend you have the power to turn the light on and off just with your mind. Come on. These are fun
It was pretty cool. So if anyone wants it, they can.
So the couch destroyer is now your favorite distant relative by marriage.
If you could have heard her little voice. Remember that when you gave me that light? And I'm like, yes, yesterday. I remember.
Yesterday.
I have to admit, I thought this story was going in an opposite direction. I thought inside the box was going to be a bill for the couch.
Oh, no. Well, her parents did send us a check for the couch, and I felt guilty cashing it. But
well, especially since it turned into material.
Right, but you're related and stuff. But anyway, so there is a photo gallery up at WGNRadio.com and all of our socials.
Of you and the kid?
Of the whole weekend trip, and there's a video which also includes Patrick dominating at the talent show at the Black
Friday. Sucker can dance.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic. I'm still laughing at the good graces. She's back
Kennedy is like, she's my girl now.
So that's all we have to do.
I even carry her.
Kennedy's my girl.
Either buy Mary a light or just thank her incessantly for something.
Right. Or if you're a three-year-old listening this morning planning on destroying a couch, just suck up a year later when the gifts start to roll
in. Hey, Mary, remember the rundown that you put together for today? I love it.
7:20, you have to give her a hug and then tell her it's the best rundown ever.
It's my favorite rundown ever, Mary.
7:23, Andy will tell you about the Marcus Kruger trade that we think is going to happen in a second on 7:20 WGN.